Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 3 of The Relatable Realtor, where we are always for real about real estate. This is your host, Amelia Lipsky, and I am so pumped up for this week's topic. Although quick before we jump in, I want to talk about last week and my experiences so far as a new agent in Tampa Bay. So I've continued training with my brokerage and the MLS, both which have been literally so helpful. I also went to a few networking events and even volunteered to continue to create meaningful relationships. And I actually got the opportunity to help host my very first open house with an agent from my brokerage. It was a great experience. I literally learned so much and got to connect with some potential buyers. Open houses are so amazing because they give you the chance to actually talk to people face to face. It's proven that people are way more likely to use you as their realtor if they've met you, like you, and trust you, which is what today's episode is all about. All right, database. What even is a database? In the Ninja Selling book, which is only the most amazing book for realtors ever, which I'll cover in a later episode, it says that a database is the central nervous system of your business. In more detail, it's where you keep all the important information of the people within your sphere of influence. What's your sphere of influence? It's all your connections to people that know you, like family, friends, previous clients, your air conditioning guy, your hairstylist, whatever that looks like for you. So then your database is where you hold all those people's contact information. Let's first talk about what information is important to obtain. Okay, guys, at the end of the day, this database is your resource and however you want to run your business. So you may want to add or remove whatever information you find necessary. This is simply just how I've created my personal database. So to start out, non-negotiable information you must have for your contacts are their first and last name, email address, cell phone number, if possible, their street address, and then a category section, which we'll cover later. But first, other items that I've added that I felt were kind of important were their birthday. This is cool because if you want to send them a birthday letter or text, it's just good to have this. I also added a company column where I just kind of put in how I know them. So maybe it says AC guy or former neighbor. It's good to remember that nobody is going to see your database except for yourself. So however you want to keep it organized, however you want to label people is perfectly fine. I also added a column for anniversary. This is where I would maybe put their home anniversary date, like if I helped them buy or sell a house, so I can just send them a quick little card or letter. I also put a notes section in there, and this is just good in case there's any other important dates or details you may want to add related to specific contacts. I know this seems like an impossible task. How the heck am I supposed to get everybody I know into an Excel spreadsheet with all their information? Well, the good news is if you're an Apple user, you can export your contacts from your iPhone into an Excel spreadsheet and then go through them, clean it up, update the different information, and then go from there. I also believe that Samsung and Google phones can do the same thing. I'm just 100% sure Apple can because I did it and it was a really smooth process. Now let's talk about how to categorize your contacts once you got them all into the Excel spreadsheet and the necessary information is filled out. Okay, so based on the Ninja Selling book, it's important to organize and categorize your database so you can easily prioritize your efforts and then reap the most benefits. This step might not be super doable until you really get started in your career and learn more about the people in your database, but it's so important to write down and remember. So the Ninja Selling book is an amazing method all about building your business around relationships rather than trying to get leads from strangers like cold calling or social media. I want to discuss the book in a whole different episode, but I just wanted to touch on it now, saying that you absolutely should read the book because I, as with thousands of different agents around the world, are following the program closely to achieve our goals. It is tried and true, and my brokerage even gives us this book and builds their entire training program around the practices written in the book. So bottom line, get the book, read it over more than once, and then stay tuned for my upcoming episode all about it, where I'll break down some of the material. But first, let's talk about how to categorize the contacts using the Ninja Way. So when I say categorize them, I mean I'm going to give you a few letters, A, B, C, D, that I want you to put in that section in your Excel spreadsheet called category. So there are five categories from Ninja Selling. The first is A, which would be any of your contacts that have referred you to other people, also known as your advocates. Then B are those that would refer you if you asked them to. C is for those that know you, trust you, and would do business with you. D represents all of those in your database that you want to develop a relationship with. Maybe this is your AC guy or a neighbor that you fully really haven't introduced yourself to. Then finally, R is for all the other realtors in your database. These are so important for referrals, of course, if they're working in a different area or service type than you, but they're also so important to have as accountability partners, people you can bounce ideas off of, help each other out when you need, and honestly, just like friends. So please do not forget to maintain your relationships with other agents. So quick review, Ninja Selling Program, five different categories for your database. A for your advocates that have referred you, B for those that would refer you if they were asked or enticed to, C for those that know you and would do business with you, D for those that you want to work on creating a relationship with, and then R for your realtor friends. Now, my amazing brokerage that provides amazing training added an A+ category, which can be used for those that continuously refer you. So in my database, this is my closest family and friends, AKA my wonderful mom and dad. So you've gotten all your contacts into your Excel sheet, you've categorized them. Now, what do we do with this information? Like I said, and I will continue to say, your database is so important if you want to build your business around relationships rather than using Zillow leads or cold calling. Side note, those ways of getting business are totally okay and can absolutely work. They are just not what I've chosen or what I've been trained on, so it's not what we're going to cover in this episode. But what do you do with your database and how does it actually help you to reach success? Well, these are the people you should advertise to and spend money on reaching, especially those with a category of A+, A, or B, since these are the people that are most likely to refer you to others. Specifically, Ninja Selling says you should touch these contacts around 36 times a year, which is about 3 times a month. These touches could include things like text messages, emails, calls, newsletters, gifts, coffee dates, handwritten letters, calendars, or whatever that looks like for you. The bottom line is, the whole idea of this Ninja Selling program is that you need to be the number one real estate agent in their mind. Most people, if we're honest, already know probably at least one real estate agent. So when the time comes to where they know themselves or someone needs to buy or sell a home, you want to be the first person they think of to go to. So, how do you do that? Well, as for your touches, you want to make sure that they're valuable, customized, personable, and either focus on art, which is geared towards the heart, or science, which is geared towards the brain. So let's break that down quick. Your content can be art focused, which would be a personalized letter, a birthday wish, a coupon to a spa, calendars, you get the idea. But a science-focused touch could be more like market statistics, a neighborhood review of where they're located, houses recently listed or sold, a monthly newsletter, or first-time homebuyer class, or guides, or anything else that is geared more towards the brain. Another quick side note, It can be extremely beneficial to set up a few auto touches, like a monthly newsletter or an annual real estate review. But it's also extremely, extremely, extremely important to be personal in your communication with the people in your database. A good mix is key. Now, last thing I want to touch on, how do you grow your database? Something I was taught through my amazing mentor that has truly stuck with me is the idea to connect with one person every day. When I say connect, I don't mean say hi and move on. I mean truly create a relationship with one person a day. You can do this anywhere. You can do this in the grocery aisle checkout, at the dog park, at a coffee shop, or even in a more formal setting like a networking event. Bottom line, it's so important to always try to put yourself in a position to meet and connect with people. This is how you will build your business and grow your database. Obviously, there are other more professional ways to grow your business and relationships, like open houses or past clients, or like I said, networking events. Although, an important key to stick to, very, very, very important, only put contacts in your database you have met face to face. So somebody that DM'd you on Instagram should not be in your database, because this is where you want to actually put your resources towards. As like I said, it's the ones most likely to use you for their real estate needs and also refer others to you. Last thing, when meeting new people, don't go up to them and say, "I'm a real estate agent, use me." That's not going to be beneficial or meaningful. Instead, ask them questions about their family and friends, maybe their job, what they like to do for fun, their goals, and so on. Build an actual relationship with people. Earn their trust. Be authentic. It will always support a longer and more successful career. Remember, you are advertising to and reaching the people you know and trust you, which in turn will reach the people they know, and so on, like a ripple effect. Keep a mindset of being a relational person rather than transactional. It's the best way to grow consistently, authentically, and naturally. Business that will last. Okay, you better not forget it. Your database is your central nervous system of your business. It is so, so, so important. I truly recommend reading the Ninja Selling book, as all of these ideas have come from the amazing author, Larry Kendall, and are followed by thousands of extremely successful agents around the nation. As always, I would love to answer any questions you have to the best of my ability and create a friendship. So please, please, please reach out. Thank you for tuning in to the Relatable Realtor podcast with your host, Amelia Lipsky, where we are always for real about real estate. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at amelia.tampa.realtor. I will see you all next Tuesday. Bye-bye.